we are here at a community media cafe that is Gerhard, Dominika, Leah and
Sharon.
And we're speaking with Inika and we're speaking about what we're speaking?
About projects we do.
About our project.
Yeah.
So maybe you want to start?
Talking about antisocial behavior and have you met any antisocial behavior? Like noisy neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
Have you met any?
Not really. I've sort of been a victim of bullying, but...
Here we go.
And it's quite funny because when you say antisocial behaviour, yes, I think that bullying is antisocial behaviour, obviously. But to me, it's sort of antisocial behaviour is more like the things like drinking in the street or swearing at people or something like that, rather than sort of bullying, which I think is, due to my experience of it, is more of a criminal offence, like serious criminal offence, rather than sort of something that you can just about get away with, that kind of thing.
So different levels, right?
Yeah.
So bullying is right on top of that list, absolutely.
I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but my experience of bullying led me to almost become a victim of attempted murder. I was actually on a school bus and someone got hold of a walking stick, you know, the ones with the hook handles. I had my back to a coach window. I was on the coach at the time. They grabbed the walking stick, the hand hooked around my neck and pushed me backwards towards almost out of the window. So, yeah, you can say that I've been a victim of bullying. Anyway, what about you, Gerhard?
Our project is homelessness. Dominika, myself, we're working on that. And we see a lot of homeless people more and more in Leicester, right? And we have spoken to homeless people. We have written about it. And there seems to be no much a solution. Because whatever we hear from the council side, I mean, speaking to the homeless people, it's always no local connection, meaning no... at fixed address, how can you have a local connection? And you made yourself intentionally homeless. Something happened, there's always a story behind that. What do you feel?
I have not had personal experience of being homeless, but I used to work with a volunteer for a charity that worked with homeless people called Down Not Out. And I found out about a couple of projects that were going on, one of which was No Second Night Out, which was, I don't know if it's still running, but this idea of a group of people sort of deciding that one night on the street was enough, basically, and apparently you could report homeless people to this phone number and theoretically something would be sorted out. Anyway, I did a bit of a mystery shop on this subject. So I went to Sharp, the homeless place. No, I didn't. I was going to go there. I went to the city council instead. And I tried to ask them about this No Second Night Out thing. They hadn't got the foggiest what I was talking about. And this was basically Leicester City Council. And I've got my own blog, and this ended up on my blog. To say the city council weren't best pleased was a bit of an understatement, especially the way I wrote it. Anyway, so I've sort of got a, I suppose you could call it a passion for people who are on the outside of society, although my passion is more for people with disabilities and things like that. Although, yes, well, I have been known to blog about homelessness and sort of the causes of some of the causes of homelessness. But yeah, it's a very difficult subject, especially when you sort of are coming into it from someone who, a perspective where you don't actually have practical experience. If you've got practical experience, it's sort of, you've got more ideas of what theoretically can be done, and hopefully you can actually translate that experience to, rather than turning around and saying to people, well, this is what's got to be done. Ah, this is my experience of it. This is sort of how we can solve it, like, and put it in such a way that, do you want to help us, or we need help, so that this is how we can do it, rather than this is how you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. Like, so, and also, here's another tip. Don't try to write it from, this is my story, this is how I want you to fight it, fight the issue. Because you, your experience of the issue and my experience of the issue are going to be two completely different things. And if I don't understand your experience, or if I can't match my thought process with you, and you're saying, oh, you've got to fight it in this way, and I'm thinking, hold on,
won't you fight it in
this
that
isn't
way?
Going to be, yeah, this isn't going to be much help. I want to fight it this way. It's going to be a case of, yeah, but these two don't match. Yes, they do. It's just two different ways of looking at it.
Can I ask you a question? There has been recently in the news said, when the royal wedding comes up in Windsor, they're saying they want to clear all the homeless people from the streets. And there has been an initiative also of people calling, let's all come with our sleeping bag to Windsor by the hundreds. What do you feel?
I think that this is going to be quite a controversial answer, probably. But I think that they should be left, actually sort of, not necessarily left on the streets, but sort of actually try to incorporate them and try to sort of not just make it, oh yeah, this is a royal wedding, sort of get everybody out of the place if they don't conform to society's standards, sort of, yes, well, this is a royal wedding, but we are the public. It's a bit like the local police force, policing and the public and the police, the public are the police and the police are the public. And it's like, well, you've got to try and sort of remember or try and educate people that, yes, well, homelessness can happen to anybody. And sort of trying to clear people off the streets and sort of make things extremely difficult, like by putting bollards up or putting handrails on benches so they can't lay down, kind of thing. It's not going to solve the problem. They actually need shelter. They need a helping hand. They need help, basically. A job, a roof over their head, some way of actually making sure that they know what, that they're cared about. That kind of thing.
Yes, yeah, so I was recently tweeting on that issue. Why not, instead of just clearing up really, like garbage, right?
Yeah.
The homeless people, provide them all with a roof over their head, a permanent roof. You said what you want. You want the royal wedding going ahead and no homeless people being seen in the pictures which going all around the world. You don't want to present the UK as a third world country. Well, then, give them a permanent housing. There's plenty of money.
Yeah.
Plenty of money. Just in the wrong hands.
And there are plenty of empty houses as well.
Plenty of empty houses.
Yeah.
You have any question on your issues?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm doing about domestic abuse or violence against men.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if, like, you know of any sort of, any incidents like that, like, if you personally have heard of anything like that happening, just sort of, not necessarily in your family, but you've just heard it from someone else.
I haven't really, personally. I think the best place for something like that, I know this is going to sound absolutely crazy, but it's something like Twitter or Facebook, because you've got people who...
Well, I know of like Menkind and stuff, like you know, like the charities that do, like...
But what I was thinking was, if you go for... It's same applies with the antisocial behaviour and homelessness. If you go on something like, particularly Twitter, you might actually find people who kind of, I mean, the background, but crawling out of the woodwork and sort of saying, this is going on, this is bad, this affects me.
Yeah.
But they won't necessarily be the kind of people you find on the mainstream media that plastered all over the TV and the radio and everything else. They'll be the ones who say, ah, hang on. The media are saying this, but this media is saying X is happening, but we're actually on B2 kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you can't actually try and put their story in your own words, unless you want to be thought of as a fraud or a freak or whatever. You've got to work with them rather than make them feel that you're working against them. Am I making sense?
Yeah. Something that I just thought of as well, you know, the recent, like, the Me Too hashtag thing that's been going on, like, I was just thinking, like, that's for, like, the women, mostly, like, you know, but why not extend that to, like, if the men have been abused, not necessarily, sort of, I know it's like media sort of thing, like, through films and stuff like that, but not necessarily being abused, like, in that way, but, like, in family situations, or just, like, not even necessarily family situations, but just, like, work colleagues and all this sort of stuff. I think there's a cause to, like, extend that, to get that more out into, like, the public consciousness sort of thing, like, get talking about it more.
I think you would have to be pretty careful about that, because one thing I am always conscious of is, if you, like, for example, if you were to take it on someone with sight problems, and obviously I've got a sight problem, so if you start saying, for someone who hasn't got a sight problem, well, we need to do this, 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 and this, and this, and I sort of look at your list and think, that's not going to work, that's not going to work, that's not going to work, that is patronising as hell, that is as offensive as hell, what the hell is she talking about? She obviously had no experience. But if he sort of then turn around to me and say, what is, like, I try to tell you what I'm sort of thinking and how I feel and my, all about my experience, and you shut me down and say, well, this is what the textbook says, or this is what the corporate idea says, and I'm thinking, yes, this is a corporate idea, but take it from me, it ain't going to work, especially not for me, because we are basically a box of bandits, licorice, all sorts. Everyone's got their experience of every single issue, and trying to make everybody fit your idea and make everybody sort of understand or fight from your standpoint when they either don't agree with it or don't have any experience of it, it's going to be extremely difficult. You can put it in whatever language you like, but if you don't actually start from simple and say, this is how I feel, but this can be such and such, you are going to lose people very quickly. It's a bit like you and I, Gerhard, you talking in German, me talking in Dutch. the two languages are slightly similar.
Yeah.
But there are sort of potential misunderstandings. And yes, I am half Dutch.
Well done. Anyone has any more questions?
Actually, I have a question about homeless. Like, when I come to UK, I saw many homeless even in the day night, but in Hong Kong we can't see any in the day night. We can only see at night.
Mm-hmm.
So no one asked them to leave even the day night.
Say it again. If I understand you right, in Hong Kong you don't see any homeless in the daytime,
yeah.
Only at nighttime.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody is bothering them at night also.
But people still want they to live like more. Normally they sleep in the park, but they will ask somebody to clean the park. Then don't let them to sleep in the park.
So what they doing in the day?
Just go out to like go everywhere, but just they can't stay where they sleep. And they need to hide everything, otherwise people will throw it. But here I don't think people would do that today.
That is quite interesting because I don't actually have that experience. I've actually seen sort of people kind of littering the place sort of in Leicester City Centre in particular. Trying to sweep everybody under the carpet unless you have specific plans in place as to what to do with them and accommodation and whatever. Trying to sweep everybody under the carpet and say, no problems here. It's such a going to be, well, what? This ain't going to work. You're going to sort of, what I'm trying to say is, as well as actually trying to clear the problem up, you've got to solve the problem as well. So I don't know how they actually solve it in Hong Kong. How do they solve it?